Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and I'm trying to bring Larry back online. He's been thrown out again. We go through this just about every night. So I may have to call him back. I'm sure he can hear me, but he gets knocked out of the queue and I can never get him back. Larry, if you can hear me, just hang up and I'll give you a call, see if we can't get you back online. I called him early just to stop this. So I think this is all deliberate, and they're just trying to do whatever they can to make this not work right. Anyway, while we're waiting to see if we can get Larry back, I do have some health cleaning notes that I wanted to, here we go. Hello? Hello, Larry? Larry? Nope. So, let me try him again. It's getting ridiculous. They tell me Blog Talk Radio is the best one there is. If it's the best one there is, they got a problem. Larry, try and call in if you can, if you're listening. Here we go again. I'll try and dial him again. We're spending 5 minutes every show just trying to get him back online, and it's not working. Okay. Nope. Nor is he dialing in. Try and dial in, Larry, if you're listening at all. I can't do anything here. It's quit. I'm not an expert in this sort of thing, folks, so it's hard to figure out exactly what to do here. Okay, I'll cancel him, and I'll go back in again. Okay, now it says it's dialing.
Am I back, Stuart?
You are now. They're throwing you out. This is deliberate. Got to be.
Yeah, this is deliberate because they keep doing it. And what's bad is when they disconnect me from the queue, but I can still hear you like I'm listening to the show, but I can't talk and you can't hear me.
Yeah. No, they've been censoring us for a little bit. Folks, this is a good example of what's going on. It's going on YouTube. It's going on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. It's going on all over. These people have gained almost total control over all social media. And now we're beginning to find out why they did it that way, because they knew that people would just love social media. And the guy that was chief of the NSA said right openly on TV, "We love Facebook, we love Twitter, we love Pinterest, we love all these, Google, we love YouTube. It makes our job so much easier." These people are collecting data for the New World Order. I guess my only comment to the deep state people, you're idiots. You're total idiots. You can't explain the scriptures at all. You can't explain why all of this is going down exactly as the scriptures said 2,000 years ago. So you don't have any excuse for what you're doing. And if you think you're torturing and making people suffer, every soul that you've done that to, it's going to be heaped upon you forever. You don't ever get out. I've been down there. I saw part of it. You're idiots. I don't know what else to tell you, folks. This is real. Jesus Christ is real. He's more real than you are. Everybody listening, he's more real than all of us. And yet, because we are fallen creatures, we can't see it. And anyway, for housekeeping, I'm sorry we had that delay here. Larry, jump in anytime. Now, the book on frequency, part two, The Mind Matrix, is going to be here, we hope, next week, early part of next week probably. So we'll be able to ship out the paperbacks. So if you want a paperback, please call us at 1-800-257-2672 or email us at enigma@trueinsight.com. You can go to the Lightgate blogger, and there's an email. Click on that. Or also lightgateblogger.com. There's two of them, Lightgate Blogger and The Lightgate Blogger. Anyway, I just wanted to read the table of contents in book two so you get an idea of what this is actually all about. We are in a lockdown, folks, and Satan is the great overlord. And what is happening on planet Earth, what is happening in the cosmos, is all found in biblical prophecy. Jesus Christ, of course, is the King of Kings and the Lord of all lords. And he is over the overlord of the Matrix, whose name is Satan, that serpent. And he's woven a system of control over the human race. So anyway, chapter one, questions, always questions, but are there any answers? And of course, yes, there really are. Chapter two, delusions of glory. What's the real story? Chapter three, the knowledge of good and evil, the great I am, the root of humanity's issues. Chapter four, the fall of man, what happened? Chapter five, the mind veil and frequencies of emotions. Chapter six, the secret is in the tabernacle. Chapter 7, Frequency Attraction. That is why mankind cannot break free from the Matrix. Chapter 8, well, they actually can, but the UFO Alien Deception. And Chapter 9, Summary Conclusions. So that's about it for that one. And really appreciate all the comments we've gotten from people who really have loved it. And it's what it does, it approaches all of this from a wholly different perspective. It makes it much more understandable for people. And so you don't have to wonder what's going on, why it's going on, how it was set up, and all of that. We are, as I said before, in a lockdown, folks, and it's a deadly, deadly lockdown. And very few people are going to escape because they have rejected what Jesus Christ told them to do. And I get emails all the time from people saying, well, that's a work. Let me tell everybody something here. Obedience to Jesus Christ is never anywhere in the entire Bible from start to finish ever, ever classified as a work. No, it's the idiot, fallen preachers, teachers, and evangelists that have classified any form of obedience as a work. You follow them, you go where they go. And Peter told you that their damnation slumbers not. So if you want to follow these preachers, teachers, and evangelists out there, go ahead. You're going to end up in eternal ruin. Peter told you that. Jesus told you that. So if you're refusing Peter, Jesus, Paul, John, or any of them, don't come crying to the Lord Jesus Christ when he gets rid of you. You had your options. You chose what you chose. You think most of people, and I know even a good share of the remnant, thinks that what I preach is total foolishness. It isn't. You're going to find out the hard way it's total truth. I was told to tell the truth, and that's what I'm telling you. You don't like it? Too bad. Get another station. Tune me out. Go somewhere else. I wasn't sent here to preach to a bunch of snowflakes. I was sent here to preach to those people who can acknowledge the real truth of what's going on. They are called the remnant. They are called the few. In fact, if you go back into the Old Testament, it's not even one in a thousand. It's one in a million. So there you go. Mankind has fallen. He hates the Lord. He hates the Creator. Collectively, the human race hates the Creator. So they have invented all these religions in order to bypass the cross of Jesus Christ. And Jesus told you, pick up your own cross, follow me. So, no, it wasn't all done for you. You have some few things you got to do for yourself. And if you won't do them, you go to ruin. Anyway, enough preaching. Larry, where do you want to start on this rival business? I saw that you posted that on your blog. Kind of interesting, don't you think, how all this is shaping up and coming together?
Well, it's very, very interesting, Stuart. Tom Horn posted an article that I posted today. It says, scientists at the Royal Society to conduct the largest survey ever of public attitudes towards aliens in order to develop international welcome protocols to follow the day the Earth stood still. And, of course, if you watch the day the Earth stood still, they had a black and white version that was a little bit different from the latest version, but it was a time where the whole Earth was seized by a power, and, you know, we're talking about an alien, of course.
Yes.
Where it arrived and took over the planet and demanded certain things. But what's interesting, too, that go along with that, and I did post the original The Arrival movie with Charlie Sheen. I put a link up for that movie if people wanted to watch a little of it. And at the same time, Sharon Gilbert had posted a new movie coming that's called Higher Entities trailer, The Lost Tapes. And I think you saw a little bit of that. And
yes, I did.
It seems like they're putting together something with Standale and others indicating, you know, the Arrival's just certainly not that far away.
Can't be. Not with all the disclosures of the military and whatnot. They are acclimating the general public that the Arrival is fairly close at hand. And for a lot of people out there, they don't believe any of this. They don't really believe that Genesis talks about the fallen angels coming down out of the heavens. Even though there are a multitude of books and records of the ancients, including Native Americans, about the star people arriving. I wanted to read something out of the book of Enoch. And he's talking to the angels that fell. They landed on Mount Hermon in Israel. And it wouldn't surprise me if they land there again when they come back. But anyway, it says, wherefore you have forsaken the lofty and holy heaven, which endures forever, and have lain with women, have defiled yourselves with the daughters of men, have taken to yourselves wives, have acted like the sons of the earth, and have begotten giants, you being spiritual, holy, living a life which is eternal, have polluted yourselves with women, have begotten in carnal blood, have lusted in the blood of men, and have done those who are flesh and blood do. These, however, die and perish. Therefore have I given to them wives, that they might cohabit with them, that sons might be born of them, and that this might be transacted upon the earth. But you, from the beginning were made spiritual, living a life which is eternal, not subject to death in all the generations of the world. Therefore, I made not wives for you, because being spiritual, your dwelling is in heaven. Now the giants who have been born of spirit and flesh shall call upon earth evil spirits, and on earth shall be their habitation. Evil spirits shall proceed from their flesh, because they were created from above, from the holy watchers, was their beginning and primary foundation. Evil spirits they shall be upon earth, and the spirits of the wicked they shall be called. The habitation of the spirits of heaven shall be in heaven, but upon earth shall be habitation of terrestrial spirits who are born in the earth. This is where your demons are coming from. At least that's how I interpret it. How do you interpret that, Larry?
Well, I think that's where the demonic actually began, because those, when the, my take on it is that the fallen ones, when they actually cohabited with women, mm-hmm. the product of their union was actually, it had a spirit that was never, I guess you could say, there was never a place anywhere for it to go after the death of that physical body. And so that's why apparently the Creator chose to leave them imprisoned, you know, on terra firma, if you will, and with them having no escape. And I do remember in the, I've read in the book of Jasher, I believe, and also some of the other books, where mm-hmm. that a lot of these were, you know, killed, you know, a lot of these spirits came out during the flood. And mm-hmm. there were so many of them, remember, that Noah had to pray that God would lock them up or they would destroy mankind?
Yes. Yep. And it says here, the spirits of the giants shall be like clouds, which shall oppress, corrupt, fall, contend, and bruise upon the earth. Folks, this is real. This is more real than you could ever realize. And a lot of people don't realize it because they don't do what the Lord told them to do. Therefore, Satan doesn't ever bother them. He will bother you the minute you make a decision that you're going to do what Jesus Christ told you. Then you will find out just how real these spirits are and how nasty they are. I've got a series on that. It's called... Boy, I can't even remember what the name of it is. It's a four-hour audio course about the fallen ones and how they and how the demons actually. These are recordings of Jesus, of demons that a pastor who was a deliverance minister made. And when you hear these demons talking out of the people, you begin to realize just how awful and horrifically nasty these evil spirits are. And just like it says right here, this is what they're supposed to do. They oppress you. They will corrupt you if they can. They will contend with you. They will bruise you. They'll even kill you if they get the chance. They shall cause lamentation. No food shall they eat, and they shall be thirsty. They shall be concealed. In other words, they're invisible. And these spirits will rise up against the sons of men and against women, for they come forth from them during the days of slaughter and destruction. This all ties into the paranormal, folks. This all ties in to what you're watching and seeing, and the reports of UFOs and fallen ones and werewolves and all of these weird paranormal creatures. The veil is thinning, as Red Elk said. These are interdimensional creatures. They're not from, I think on the last show, I went into the wording where it's very clearly states that these so-called fallen ones, fallen angels, are different than demonic creatures. The fallen ones can shapeshift and do all kinds of things. And they're very, very dangerous as well. And they're the ones that are bringing in this delusion. All of this UFO alien activity is actually part of what the Bible calls the strong delusion. It's the only book that I have found that even talks about it, and how wicked and how the Lord is actually behind this delusion. He and Satan are literally teaming up on this last final deception of the human race, because they laugh at the Bible. These people totally laugh at this. They think it's nuts. They think you're an off-the-wall idiot if you believe anything in the scriptures. That's why in the deep state, they want to kill the Christians. You got to understand something. The Bible is the only book that identifies the deep rich men of the earth, the deep global state. It identifies who they are. They don't like that. They don't want you or your fellow man or your fellow citizens to ever become aware of any of this. I don't think they really have to worry, because I think that the men of the deep state guys and gals have done their job. And they can get away with anything now. It's almost hilarious what people will put up with for surveillance, for control. It's amazing what people will put up with, and not a whimper, not a protest anywhere. It's just amazing. They've won it. They are going to get their new world order. The Bible says they're going to get their new world order. Then he's going to kill them. He's going to kill them and take them to hell. It's right there in the Bible. 2,500 years ago, he warned these rich people. You're going to get what you want. What you have wished for, what you have for generations thought after, you're going to get it. I'm going to give it to you, says the Lord. And when you have killed the last Christian, I'm coming against you with a vengeance like you would never, ever believe. Every bit of horror that you have done on planet Earth is going to be given back to you in spades, just like mighty Babylon America. I know people don't like to hear that. We gave the world the atomic bomb. We're going to get it back in spades. Read your Bible. Study your Bible. I get all these protests. I get nary one scripture to back up anything they say. Read your Bible. Study it. The reason I don't get any answers is because you don't have any answers. You just don't want it to be true. Therefore, it isn't true. It couldn't be true. Well, I hate to tell you this. All your denials, all your drinking of denial tea, all your taking bath in denial water, taking your showers in denial showers, you're in for a big, big shock. And I have no mercy for you at all when it happens. I'm really getting tired of it all, and I think you are too, Larry. No matter what you try to do, no matter what you try to warn, they're not going to listen. They don't care. You know, it's kind of like the Jewish people way back in the times of Rome. When Rome was invading, they were having tea parties, watching the Roman soldiers. What a bunch of absolute denial idiots. I mean, what else can you call them? Like Barry said on his Bible code, stupidity virus plus. I think it's maxed out. I just can't believe what's going on in modern Christianity, how they refuse what Jesus said himself. They just have redacted all of it. They've invented their own salvation gospel. It's amazing. Anyway, chapter 16, and as to the death of the giants, wheresoever their spirits depart from their bodies, let their flesh, which is perishable, be without judgment. Thus shall they perish until the day of the great consummation of the great world, it shall be consummated respecting the watchers and the impious. And now the watchers who have sent thee to pray for them, who in the beginning were in heaven, say, in heaven have you been? Secret things, however, have not been manifested to you, yet you have known a reprobated mystery. And this you have related to women in the hardness of your hearts, and by the mystery of women and mankind multiplied evils upon the earth. Jude. So there you go. It's in Jude. Let me read that. Because this is all about the arrival. I know a lot of people just don't believe this. Jude 5 through 7. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. Hope the deep state people are listening to this. He's going to destroy you all. And the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, just like Enoch said, he has reserved an everlasting change under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. So there you go. And this ties into Revelation 12, that there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. That's the arrival, folks. And yet, humanity thinks these are the gods returning. What do you think, Larry? I mean, this is not what this is all about.
Oh, yeah, and Stuart, you know, Standeo has been warning for quite some time, and yes. Actually went in and reinterpreted basically Daniel from the ancient languages. And by the way, I was going to share with you that I recently had a surprise visitor up here where the area I just moved to, and I'll just call his name Pastor Ray just for the radio show. But Pastor Ray and his wonderful wife suddenly sent me a message. They were in the area from Fort Worth, and they're one of the incredible followers of your show from that area and really lock in to the Night Shadows. I mean, they listen all the time. And what's interesting is as you was talking and sharing, you know, I met Pastor Ray and his wife for a noon meal, and we really got into the discussion about, remember the old guy talked about John Marlowe and how that the Lord had made him move from Galveston up into Arkansas because, you know, he also had indicated that floods were coming to the coast. And he also said, remember, he wrote a book and said that God had told him that he was going to sweep America with a broom of fire. Now, there was a real intriguing a vision on Augusto's show the other day, a woman that had, and she was talking about seeing a nuclear clouds. And I talked to Pastor Ray, and we were talking about maybe what was even coming. It's kind of interesting, Stuart, that I know most people are not going to move maybe, but I had to actually become an example of that. And you moved, by the way, yourself a number of times already. And, Stuart, what's interesting is I just have to believe that something is coming. You can feel it coming. And I believe he's moving some of his people out of harm's way. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think this is the final. Not only is he moving people, but he's also bringing the fifth wave, the fifth column into the United States. The borders are wide open. I don't believe anything Trump says. I don't believe anything that anybody says except those who are on the border. And they will tell you that the border is wide open. And this is God doing this. He says so right there in Jeremiah. I'm going to fill you up with aliens, And when I give the nod, they're going to rise up against you from within, and you're going to be attacked from without. But before that happens, we're going to have a strong delusion, I believe. And I wanted to read from Iron Mountain, the report from Iron Mountain. And they're talking about a space program. Credibility, in fact, lies at the heart of the problem of developing a political substitute for war. This is where the space race proposals, in many ways so well suited as economic substitutes for war, actually fall short. The most ambitious and unrealistic space project cannot of itself generate a believable external menace. It has been hotly argued that such a menace would offer the last best hope of peace by uniting mankind against the danger of destruction by creatures from other planets or from outer space. Experiments have been proposed to test the credibility of an out-of-our-world invasion threat. It is possible that a few of the more difficult-to-explain flying saucer incidents of recent years were, in fact, early experiments of this kind. So there you go. Just like Wannah von Braun told Carol Rosen, the last card, he said, will be the alien card. Now, what he said was, all of it is a lie, which gets you back into Project Bluebeam, a fake arrival with our own alternative, I guess you could call them alternative three anti-gravity craft. When I was doing the research on Project Red Star, I found two UFOs sitting right on a ramp in Mars. You can see them just plain as day. They're sitting there. This is all real. I don't know why people just can't believe it, but they can't. And, you know, when you're seeing all this UFO activity as Israel comes up to her demise, it's not going to seem like a demise at first. It's going to seem like a wonderful thing for Israel, but it isn't. It's the time of Jacob's trouble, long foretold in the Old Testament. And they're coming up on a time of severe trouble. And it's not going to be pleasant for Israel at all, let alone the world. But I thought I'd read that because this is exactly what appears to be going on, doesn't it?
Well, it does, Stuart. And what's interesting, you know, we've shared and talked with Standeo about an arrival, and we've also talked to him about, you know, the early applications of anti-gravity.
Yes.
You know, craft that he said that the government already has had for a number of years. And he said, by the way, they can make them big as they want to because gravity is not a problem. And so anyway, and we're aware of the TR-3B craft, and we're also aware of a number of whistleblowers. You know, the guy from England was one of them, and talking about, and I believe maybe Roger Lear, John Lear may have said some of the same things, that we've got some regular big spacecraft, kind of like, if you will, the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, Dr. Peter Bader, now a lot of people thought he was a fruitcake and a nutcase, but a lot of his stuff proved out to be, unfortunately, very true, kind of like Sorcher Fall and that group. Where nobody wants to believe them, but a month later you find out what they reported on was true. Not always. They admitted they often plant stuff that's not real. So you really got to be careful when you're vetting all this stuff. But the UFO alien arrival has been vetted over and over and over again, and unfortunately it is very, very true. And I interviewed John Lear one time, and he's a very, very interesting character. And he's been, of course, on the Art Bell Show a lot of times. But he gave a kind of an interesting story, which I think sums up in some ways the Matrix series. He said this fellow had an ant farm, And there was an ant there that happened to see the guy walking by. And so he says, he shouts out to this fellow. He says, "Well, what's going on?" And the guy stops and he says, "Well, you wouldn't have a clue as to what's going on. It's a huge world out there. It's a huge world. You would have no idea. There's no point in even trying to communicate with you because you're locked down into your little ant matrix, and you that's all the knowledge you have. And what lies beyond is way beyond anything you could even begin to fathom or even think about." And so the guy walks off and leaves the ant kind of sitting there. And I think that's just about where humanity is. Very few of them even inquire, and the ones that do, according to the Book of Enoch, inquire after the reprobate mysteries, of which the rich men of the earth are the only ones who can afford to do that. And folks, if you don't believe there is a conspiracy, read Psalm 2, then go into Deuteronomy chapter 28, then go into Revelation chapter 18, and you'll find out who is behind all this. And the very ones mentioned, the very ones named, are the ones behind all of it. Now, how is that possible, folks? If you're a deep state globalist, tell me how that's possible. Why are you named? Not necessarily personally, but your position in the world. Why are you named? Rich men of the earth. The large corporate world leaders, all of these folks, the kings and the rulers, gather together against the Lord and against his anointed. Let us cut their bands asunder. Let us just break free. We don't want this ruler to rule over us. We will not have Jesus Christ rule over us. Well, I got news for you people. He isn't. Satan, the serpent, is ruling over you. He's ruling over you. You just don't know it. But if you were to die right now, you'd find out just how bad and how truthful that statement is. It's amazing to me. Anyway, Larry, one more thing I wanted to read from Enoch. "Great fear and trembling shall seize them, even to the ends of the earth. The lofty mountains shall be troubled, and the exalted hills depressed, melting like a honeycomb in the flame. The earth shall be emerged, and all things which are in it perish, while judgment shall come upon all, even upon all the righteous." Isn't that interesting? In view of what is going on in California and around the world with the volcanic activity, what's the latest that you've heard about?
Well, the latest basically is, the fact that the swarms in Southern California are beginning to increase again, and there's so many of them, I don't even know if anybody's counting them at this present time. It's incredible, and today they were up to 5 magnitude. That's down around Ridgecrest and Searles Valley and that region of Southern California. And by the way, some of those are only like 1.3 kilometers deep, which Dutch Sense and others, they've been saying this is volcanic, this is magma movement.
Yep.
And so
that's
not
exactly.
Only do you have the faults involved, you also have magma involved, and of course, Hal Turner and others are indicating that because of this Garlock Fault, and we've talked about that before, and the linchpin for that whole region about to turn or be moved, they're not going to warn anyone. In other words, no warnings are going out. And by the way, they're having more earthquakes along that fault up towards Alaska. They had 2 large ones in the state of Washington, which normally doesn't have earthquakes. And so this is ongoing continually. It does seem to connect a little bit, though. And Mitch Bertrus brought this out also, talking about earth changes and the movements. He indicates that a lot of this may be also linked into a little bit to Yellowstone and maybe New Madrid.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. New Madrid is, well, of course, it's known for quakes, but it's been relatively quiet now for what? I mean, 1800s is when the last big group came. But we have had, I don't know how many visions of Chuck Youngbrandt had one about Chicago, and of course, that's where all the Mothman sightings have been, and that kind of happened at that Mount Pleasant Bridge collapse. So I do expect major activity there. But it's kind of interesting to me that along the Ring of Fire, these volcanoes are beginning to all have earthquakes. And I remember Stan Deo had a vision in which they all went off almost, I guess, at the same time. I may be misinterpreting what he said, but all the major volcanoes just suddenly go. Yellowstone, there was a guy that had a vision about Yellowstone going off. It wasn't a huge explosion. It was a warning explosion. And what the Book of Enoch says, and I think if you really go back and look at history, when we have an asteroid impact, you just trigger all kinds of volcanic activity, let alone the earthquakes, let alone a crustal shift and all of that. And any more news on the magnetic pole shift at all there?
Not as much, other than they are saying it's continuing to accelerate. But what's so interesting is they've been having blizzards in Brazil, and it makes me wonder if possibly the poles themselves are the weather systems locked into the freeze, and these poles are beginning to move a little bit too.
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, when you tell people, well, the sun didn't rise where it should, or didn't set where it should, or the moon didn't rise where it should, they look at you and roll their eyes. But people that have really been paying attention, it's wobbling. And the Inuit Indians up there have, for I think a couple of years, been warning that things are changing, and they're changing fairly rapidly. All these are precursors to the approach of the destroyer, Isaiah 24, and the actual crustal shift of planet Earth, where the Earth tips upside down. I got into that with the movie I did with Red Elk. It was kind of a documentary that I did. I can't remember how many years ago that was. But he was very emphatic that that's what the Lord had told him and showed him, that the earth just suddenly flipped over. And he also is the one who said that something like the moon, but not quite as big, came by the earth. And there was a Oral Roberts, of all people, had a vision like that. And it ties back into Dr. Doom, Major Ed Dames, where they said that I guess most of the nation's ships are over there in the Middle East, and this object or whatever it is came by, and they all fled for home. So the Lord has his way of rebuking. You'll find that in Isaiah 17, where the Lord rebukes them all and sends them home. I think it's the same vision and the same thing. Let's get on to Barry. We've got some Hurricane Barry or Storm Barry. What is going on there, Larry?
Well, presently, apparently, tropical storm. I don't think it's a hurricane yet, but they're indicating it might be by tonight, and then begin to make landfall during the night in New Orleans or that region of Louisiana. But Hal Turner just posted a really interesting post. He says in New Orleans the water is already rising much faster than the forecast indicating, and he was sharing that, and he gave some charts and some imagery there, and said that the people are simply not evacuating like they should, and said if they wait too long, the waters will rise too quick, because he said the Mississippi was almost at flood stage regardless before this even came. And he says that he got some calls that the surge is already beginning to come into the mouth of the Mississippi. So this is going to cause a big rise, and they are indicating that it'll be 48 hours of solid rainfall, which they said would be 2 feet of rain, and now they've that's risen to more than 2 feet of rain they're forecasting. So where's all this water going to go?
Yeah, and we're not under judgment, of course, folks. We're such a godly nation, such a peaceful nation. How could America be under any kind of judgment? I'm being a little sarcastic there. What do you think, Larry? Is that going to turn into a hurricane? It wouldn't surprise me at this point at all that this thing just blows up.
Well, it kind of reminds me, Stuart, of you remember the Houston debacle where, I mean, the water rose so quick. You know, I don't know how long it took for them to even get help to some of these people. But it doesn't look like that Barry is going to be really a wind event. It looks like Barry is going to be a water event. And what they're indicating, and you talked about judgment, they're saying that the Mississippi is already almost at flood stage with all of the snow and ice melt that's coming from the north. And you're familiar with that, I'm sure.
Oh, yes,
and that
yes.
It won't take hardly any water at all to begin the floods.
Yeah, most of the farmers have not planted. They're down in those areas, and it's a mess. And it's judgment. It's stealth famine, no longer stealth. It's going to be right on your grocery shelf. And as Larry and I have warned people for a long, long time now, stock up, get ready. It's coming. I want to get on to, so Barry may be a kind of an ominous warning. I'm kind of interested in the name, considering the other Barry.
Satoru. Barry Satoru.
Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama. Folks, I know people laugh at it. He's coming back. I don't know how this is going to happen. I can't even tell you exactly when, but he's coming back. And when he does come back, it's going to be with a vengeance. And he's going to get even. And the Lord's going to allow him to do it. And deep state will have their way. They don't have to worry about the American people other than the fact that they want them to rise up so martial law can be declared and then they can arrest all of them. But anyway, here's something interesting. Congressman accuses Pelosi of sedition. What do you make of this? She's urging illegal aliens to resist the Trump administration plan to enforce existing deportation orders that have already been through the courts. The judge has already ruled they got to leave, and now she's telling them not to. What's going wrong here?
Well, there's a ruler. What's going on is exactly like you said, Jeremiah 51, ruler against ruler, and we've reached the epic of lawlessness. The Democrats and the Republicans and the Supreme Court offer nothing but lawlessness and lies, Stuart. There is no truth. And the only foot in the door that we had to stop the New World Order through Hillary Clinton and the plan was Donald Trump. And how long that foot will remain in the door, I don't know, but he simply has no help.
Yeah, it's no matter what he wants to do, they just stop it. I don't trust any of them at this point. But it's kind of interesting that a senator, I guess, or a congressman, is now openly calling what Pelosi did as sedition. I'm amazed that they haven't called what Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton did as treason. And yet all these people are out walking around selling their books or whatever. Comey, Clapper, and the rest of these guys. But like you just said, lawlessness prevails now. And the law is slacked, like I think it's in Haggai or Habakkuk, where the law is slacked and judgment never does go forth. And wrong judgment does go forth. So in other words, people like you and I out there, we can go to prison for a minor offense. People like Hillary, who have committed high treason, are out walking around selling books. That's what that prophecy says. So, again, it's a fulfillment of biblical prophecies. that were written years and years and years ago and coming true. What's this deal with Iran seizing or trying to seize one of our boats or an oil tanker?
Well, if you'll remember, the UK seized a tanker that was taking oil from Iran to Syria, and they still have it in custody. That was breaking the sanctions. And so Iran, who now is threatening the U.S. and Israel, actually tried to, right outside the Strait of Hormuz, four Iranian IRGC, that's the Soleimani group, tried to seize a UK oil tanker, but the USS, or correction on that, the HMS English destroyer was close at hand and forced them off, so that did not succeed. But Iran daily, Stuart, is committing acts against other nations, and it's almost like they remind me of Hillary. Nobody can touch them.
Well, I think this is all part of the satanic plan, and, the Lord has his agenda, and people don't realize that the Lord really does have an agenda, and he's working it out, and we're at the end of the age. We're at the point where the matrix, as we know it today, is about to be closed, and a new heaven and a new earth will be soon forthcoming. We're in the birth pangs. There's no question about that. Israel is on the verge of her great delusion and her great deception. She's going to go through the time of Jacob's trouble, and she's going to wax very, very lean in Isaiah 17. And I think, basically, I don't know what you think about it, Larry, but I think that we're baiting Iran to fulfill Daniel 8, so that then we can go in and destroy her. You know, if you provoke somebody enough through sanctions, that's what we did to Japan in World War II, and they finally decided, what do we got to lose?
Yeah,
Let's go to war.
And Stuart, I think, and I'd like your opinion on this, I think there's a complication that we really have overlooked a lot, and what is interesting, when George Bush Jr. actually invaded Iraq, we actually intermingled with this spirit, this, what's called in the Bible the Prince of Persia. We actually connected with him, and remember, we brought out a lot of stuff, even reportedly a Stargate out of, that
Iraq.
Region. Yeah,
right.
Out of Iraq, out by the ziggurat, if some of the data that I was sent showed me. And what's interesting is after that was when, remember, Obama came next, and then Obama set up this great blessing, monetary blessing for Iran, which
yes.
I believe the Prince of Persia had it structured. And so really Iran has become a nuclear nation, if you will, because they do have nukes, and they're actually making the nuclear fission. So really the Prince of Persia and his connection with us entering his spiritual domain has complicated everything between this country and Iran.
Yep, and I wouldn't doubt at all that the Prince of Persia now rules over mighty Babylon, America, because there's no other explanation for what our leaders are doing other than satanic confusion. It's amazing. And then we got China. Here's an interesting headline. Secret leaked speech by Chinese defense minister demonstrates China's intent to destroy America. Here's a quote. The Central Committee believes, as long as we resolve the United States problem at one blow, our domestic problems will all be readily solved. Therefore, our military battle preparation appears to aim at Taiwan, but in fact is aimed at the United States. And the preparation is far beyond the scope of attacking aircraft carriers or satellites. What do you think of that one?
Well, Stuart, I would take that to mean possibly an EMP attack against the United States itself. And what's interesting and will not seem to make the news in America is that the Philippine president, Duterte, now I know he's a little radical, But he has actually, and I get some of this information from Ian Taylor, Duarte has told the U.S., if you want to survive, you need to preemptively attack China and do it now. And by the way, I was going to throw something else in here. I was talking about the Philippines, and Klaus Dohna is also digging up stuff in the Philippines right now. And I made contact with Klaus, sent him the article that I sent you about what Quayle had shown and others of the artifacts that were recovered in Mexico of Aztec origin showing aliens. Klaus Dohna says he was involved in that, and these are authentic. These are not fakes.
Yep, that just goes to prove Genesis 6, Book of Enoch, and Native Americans and all of the rest of them. I just can't fathom why people can't wrap their mind around it, but I guess it doesn't matter. They will be wrapping their minds around it when they're on the front door knocking. Guess who's coming to dinner tonight? You'll have an alien gray sitting at your table. So this is going to be serious because North Korea is buddies with Iran. If we knock out Iran in the Daniel 8, if that interpretation is the correct one, we will be attacked, no question about it. And I firmly believe China and North Korea have far more weaponry than we have even begun to consider. Yes, we do ourselves have some weapons that nobody knows about. So it's really, I think that's why Trump in a space war, myself. Here's another one. U.S. fighter jets now to get UFO trackers. New radar being fitted to military aircraft to track enemy planes will also make it easier to pinpoint unexplained objects. Another thing about the arrival. Why are we hearing all this now? What else you got, Larry, before we close?
Well, I was just going to say that Barry Rothman is doing some really new research on green spheres on Mars, and he's talking about life on Mars and struggling with NASA, who does not want this released yet. There is life on Mars, but it's not a dead planet, but that's not being told. But I remember your Tithonia certainly indicated that.
Yeah, there was water on there. In fact, Tithonia City was had water right in front of it. You can see the building walls. I don't know. People just weren't interested in it. It's on Angel Fall 923. I think we put that up there. For folks, if you want to go watch it, it's Project Red Star. And people have asked, I'm going to do another one. Well, I lost about $50,000 putting that one together. And I thought people would really be interested in it, and nobody was. So I don't know, folks. You're going to be they need a jumping off place. And the moon and Mars is going to be the jumping off place for the delusion that's coming, Project Bluebeam. This stuff is really starting to accelerate. What else you got, Larry, before we close down?
Well, I would just tell people to seriously consider this earthquake activity because Mitch Buttress, who's an insider, is indicating that we may have another week to watch these earthquakes build and possibly volcanic activity because of the recent eclipse that caused problems within the interior of the planet. And he indicates that the center of the Earth is disturbed, which we know where that comes from.
Yep. Your friend Johansson, the prophet, what, 100 years ago, disquieting in the core of the Earth. And it's rumbling its way to the surface. Folks, we are going to be destroyed. And your only way out is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other name under the heavens by which anyone can be saved. I prove it in the Matrix series, books 1 and 2, now available in paperback, as well as PDF and 3D. It proves it. In fact, fact, I made the statement that science has already proved it. They just don't believe they've proved it. That's all. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Heads up, your redemption, in fact, does draw near. The arrival is very close at hand. Good night, everyone.